wearing a capel to work. So Amit Hashem, this Indian will be splitting it up into about four different parts. The first part will be trying to work out where exactly the Makoris are to wear a capel. We'll then be speaking out the Tzodim to be Machmir, to not be able to remove a capel for work. Then we'll be going through the Tshuvas that seem to be more Mekul, and then Be'ez Hashem will be applying it a little bit with some sort of conclusion. Okay, so let's start going through it. So there's a Makor, the clearest Makor is in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Med Aleph, where Chazal say that walking in a gaivadik way, a haughty manner, that's considered to be inconsistent with the concept of Maloi Chol Ha'aretz Kavoide, that the entire world is filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory. The person walks in a gaivadik way, it's as if he's saying, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory is not here, rather I've got more of a space here than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara goes on to say that because of this, Rav Huna never went more than Dalad Amos without a head covering, in order to express that the Shechina was above his head. This is this way of showing respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant presence. So it comes out that covering one's head is an indication that we subjugate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. That is the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Vavim Beis that the mother of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was warned before he was born by astrologers that her son was destined to be a Ganef, or maybe it was when he was a baby. But she was warned that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was going to be a Ganef. So to counteract this, this destiny that she was told about, she insisted that he keep his head covered the whole time in order that he should have Yirat Shamayim. Now, when he grew up, he never understood why his mother was so makpid on him having his hair covered. Until the Gemara said that the following thing happened. One day he sat down under a palm tree in order to learn, and the wind came along and it blew off his turban, and he looked up and he noticed the tempting dates that were hanging, and he thought, great, you know, I'd like to have that. He realized it was problematic, but he couldn't restrain himself, and he climbed up the tree, and in his big tiver to get hold of the dates, he didn't even wait to grab them off the tree. He ripped them off with his teeth, and the Gemara says at that point, he understood why his mother had insisted always on him having a head covering. Okay, so we've got the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Med Aleph, and the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Vav Mem Beis. In Sefer Chassidim HaChadosh, he quotes from Moshe HaKohen, a Rishon, who says that he associates the idea of covering one's head with Yirat Shamayim. And he says, anyone that sits with no head covering, he has no Yirat Shamayim, and a person should wear a head covering. Okay, so that is those Gemaras. Now, we know Bichlal and Chazal talk about head coverings in a number of places. They talk about the requirement for Kohenim to wear a head covering while doing the Avodah. We speak about a Sudar that Tamid Chacham used to wear this special turban. And we spoke about those Gemaras as well. So the Rishonim and Achronim all discuss what exactly it is nowadays that we wear capels. Is it an absolute chiyuv, or is it a midas chasidus, or is it a minig? And all of this will make a difference to whether a capel needs to be worn at work when a person is worried that wearing a capel is gonna mess up his job. So it's gonna depend on whether it's deraisa, derabbanon, or a minig. Finally, just for this part today, we'll also mention the fact that the Amarimi Bruna, as well as the Taz, both said it's an issue of chukasa goy for a person to wear, for a person to go out bareheaded. The Marie Brunner, who was in Germany in the 1400s, he said that going out bareheaded is a common practice amongst non-Jews. So that therefore, if there's a Yid living in a non-Jewish society, then going bareheaded is going to be deviating from the practice of Jews, and therefore it's going to be considered to be an issa of chukasa goy. And the Taz says a very similar thing as well, that is considered to be chukas hagoy. Okay, Amit Hashem, we're going to start trying to apply all these ideas in our next installments, Be'ez Hashem.